Okay, Sichos Haran, we're up to Os Samach Aleph. Today's shiur is for the Refuah Shlema of Rav Yaakov Tzvi ben Liba, the Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. The yeshiva asks that we learn in his honor for his Refuah, as many Jews around the world are today. Obviously a great leader of Klal Yisrael, and was recently diagnosed with an illness, but we daven, we pray, that Amir Tzah Hashem should have Refuah Shlema b'karov mamish. Okay, so let's learn. Says Rabbi Nachman, Inyan Hadre bi Hanemar bi Gemara. This term that we sometimes find in the Gemara, I gave you a list in the footnotes of just a few places, it's a term that comes up a lot in the Gemara, of Hadre bi. Hadre bi means I retract it. A certain Talmud Chacham states a position, a Tana, says this is what I believe, and then he's challenged, and then Hadre, he retracts. Right? Hadar means to go back. Hadre bi. A return within me. I retract my position. This term that we find in the Gemara, Daf Yomi had it recently, in Maseches Eruvin, it appears several times, I believe, in Maseches Eruvin. Zehaya Bechinas Tshuva. When a person has a position, and then they learn something new, and then they're able to change their position, this is the concept, this is an aspect of Tshuva. Sheshav B'Tshuva Al Shepogam B'Torah. What is the tshuva that this individual is doing? He was pogam in the Torah. He damaged the Torah. He insulted the Torah. Imagine if I tell you, basar b'chalav, a cheeseburger, is mutter b'hana. You're allowed to sell cheeseburgers. Not allowed to eat cheeseburgers, but you're allowed to sell cheeseburgers. Imagine I told that to you. Now we're going to see in Gemara Shir today that cheeseburgers are asr b'hana. You're not allowed to get benefit from cheeseburgers. So let's say I went around and I gave a whole shiur explaining why cheeseburgers are mutter bahana. And then someone pointed out and said, wait a minute, that's not true. That's not the halacha. And they showed me that I was mistaken. I retract. I was wrong. So when a person does that, what I was saying, what I was espousing in the name of the Torah initially was wrong. I was pogame. I was damaged. I damaged the honor of the Torah by misrepresenting the Torah, misrepresenting Hashem. And now that I'm retracting my position, that's tshuva. Lomer shaloki inyan v'karoy. I insulted, so to speak, the Torah by saying something which was not on target, which was not proper, which was not correct. V'teikav umiyad shehiksha oso chavero. So when my friend challenged me and said, "Hey, that's incorrect," my chavrusa says, "You thought that's pshat and Rashi. That's the exact opposite of what Rashi's saying." Oh my gosh! So that was a big mistake. I misrepresented Rashi. I misrepresented Torah. So when a person is able to receive the challenge of his friend and to respond immediately, Haven Miyad Shepogam, as the Tanayim did, then they recognize that they made a mistake, that they erred, that they misspoke, Vishav B'Tshuva Miyad. And they did Tshuva right away. They would say this expression, Hadre bi. I'm retracting my position, and that's a form of tshuva for, again, misrepresenting Torah. Okay, let's keep going. Let's see. Ki yesh tshuva, says Rabbi Nachman, ki yesh tshuva shi b'koach. Because sometimes, so how does this happen, right? What we're going to talk about today is really the tshuva in a certain sense of tzaddikim, which you'll say, okay, that sounds like a lofty thing, but it's very relevant to every one of us. What happened? Why did the tzaddik misinterpret initially? Why did he have a wrong understanding of things? Let me show you the example. Let me show you one example. Just look at source number two for a second. The Gemara is talking in Maseches Eruvin about how to establish an Eruv with regard to one's travels on Shabbos. And we're talking specifically about Eruv Tchumen. Right? A person can't travel more than 2,000 amos outside of his Tchum, outside of his dwelling place. So how does one establish one's dwelling place? Can I establish a dwelling place? Can I say, over there is my dwelling place if I'm standing over here? So the Gemara in Eruvin, in source number two, debating that Mishnah, Machlokas Remei and Rabbi Yehuda on the Mishnah, there's different opinions on how to understand the Mishnah. The Gemara tells a little story that Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, have a ruggle the osim artivna lepumbedisa. He would travel, it was customary of him to travel from Artivna, which I believe was his hometown, to Pumbedisa. Amar, and he said, as a means of being able to get from point A to point B, he used to say, Tehei shvisa si betzinsa. I want my shvisa, I want my place of dwelling to be in Tzinsa, which I guess was somewhere along the way, somewhere in the middle. Amar le Abaye. So they challenged Rabba Bar of Chanan. They said, whoa, hold on a second. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to declare this is my place of dwelling? Even if you're not there? Madaitach. Well, what's your understanding of how this works? You think that when Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda had their machlokas in the Mishnah, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Chista explained that their machlokas is b'makom ploni, Rav Nachman disagreed. V'tanya kavasei. So in other words, Rav Chanan, what you're doing, you think you're following Shitas Rav Yehuda and the machlokas in that Mishnah and Erevin, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so I'll tell you you're wrong. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but you're following Rav Chista's version of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Nachman's version of Rabbi Yehuda does not allow a person to say, oh, I'm making my location over there. And Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan was doing this. This is how he used to travel on Shabbos. So when he was shown his mistake, Amar Lei Hadri Bi, I retract. I made a mistake. This was how I understood the Machlokas Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. I thought we paskin like Rav Yehuda. I now realize that I was mistaken, right? That it's not permissible for a person to say, I'm making my place over there. I'm not able to do that. As Rashi explains over here, Dolo Shari Rav Yehuda Elabim Komi, only if I'm in my place can I say this is my place for Shabbos, but I can't declare it somewhere else. So Rav Nachman made a mistake and he retracted, and Rabbi Nachman is saying that's a form of tshuva. Now it's tshuva in the sense that maybe he was doing the wrong thing, la halacha. But it's more than that. It's tshuva in terms of what? In terms of his willingness to say I made a mistake. That's a hard thing to do, as we're going to talk about this morning. Says Rabbi Nachman back in source number one, the second little paragraph. Ki yesh tshuva shehi b'koach, v'dayin lo yotza l'poa. Sometimes there is a tshuva that lies dormant within a person, b'koach, in potential. Potential tshuva. Again, if tshuva is understood as being returning to Hashem, getting close to Hashem, Hashem took my neshama, sent it down to this world, put it in a body, and my job, tshuva, really the mission statement of all of life, is to just get back to Hashem. So sometimes tshuva remains in potential, va'adayin lo yotza l'poel, and it hasn't expressed itself in reality. It hasn't actualized its potential. Uv'shvil zeh odem masig l'famim l'malim madregaso masha ino roi l'zeh. So sometimes, as a way of getting to this tshuva, Hashem causes someone like Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, like we just saw in the Gemara, to take a position which is truly incorrect. He thinks he understands with great clarity. He thinks he grasps something which is actually beyond his grasp, and he errs in that way. Who kidei shetetze hatshuva mikoach elapol kenizker leel. Hashem desires tshuva so much that Hashem has to, listen carefully, it's a little complicated, but if I'm understanding it correctly, you'll tell me if you think I'm wrong, but Hashem has to push a tzaddik to sort of make a mistake, to reach for something beyond his level, a certain understanding of a sugya, to then realize I messed up, and by admitting he messed up, then he's actually able to come to truth. So it's through a process of sort of a yirida l'tzarach aliyah. He makes a mistake to then be able to uncover his mistake, which is a process called tshuva, which is a very lofty thing, and that helps him to actually actualize his potential. So says Rabbi Nachman, this is the concept, v'zeh b'chinas hadrei bi. This is the concept of what? Of hadrei bi, I retract my position. But the way that Rabbi Nachman's learning is hadri, that hadar. I mean, hadar is also a nice word, mahadrim and mahadrim. It's a beautification of sorts. But hadri, that going back is bi, is within me. In other words, Hashem sort of set me up to go down this crooked path to be able to discover that part inside of myself that was hidden. Hainu sha'tshuva haisa bi mitchila. That possibility of tshuva preceded creation. And the Medrash says that tshuva is one of the things that preceded the world. So the tshuva was always in place. How are we going to get this tshuva out? If I don't make mistakes, I'll never actualize that tshuva. It sounds almost backwards. So don't make mistakes and don't do tshuva. But Hashem wants tshuva. Hashem is rotze b'tshuva. You say it every single day in Shmona Esrei. We don't just say, as Rav Simcha Bunim of Preshischa pointed out, we don't just say that Hashem is misratze b'tshuva, that if you mess up, Hashem will allow you to do tshuva to fix. Hashem is rotze b'tshuva, lechachila. Because tshuva is a process that you read the letzarach aliyah, the bending of the knees to jump higher, is what tshuva is all about. But it remains b'koach, chanizkar le'el. Va'ata, and now that the person has stumbled, yotza l'poel. Now it becomes reality. Now he's able to actualize it. He's able to make it real. Ki al yedei shehisig l'mal ha'madregaso. By trying to reach beyond his level, by misunderstanding, al yedei zapogam lomar shalok enyan. he damaged by saying improper. He had the wrong approach, a wrong understanding. Vazai chavero maksha alav, his friend challenged him. Va'oz hu misor miyad, hu meivin shepogam v'shav b'tshuva miyad. Then he realized he made a mistake. He quickly corrects his mistake. And nimsa shal yedei zeh yotza ha'tshuva mikoach elapal. That through this process, through this humility of being able to admit one's mistakes, one is actually able to reach even greater levels and to bring that potential tshuva, that potential closeness to God, to reality, to actualize. Okay? Ad kan, the words of Rabbeinu, of Rabbi Nachman. Chevra, it's always, again, it blows my mind how the pieces always seem to be so much in Yana Diyoma. Because this past Shabbos, we started the Chumash. And we started learning about people making mistakes from the beginning of time. Adam and Chava, messing up. Maybe it's part of the master plan, maybe it's not part of the master plan. They had free will, they didn't have free will. A lot to unpack in the Chet Etz Hadas. But you know what they didn't do right? You know what they didn't do right? You know where they really messed up? You know where they doubled down on their mistake? By failing to admit that they made a mistake. By not saying, Hadribi, I made a mistake. The mistake was mine. By not taking responsibility for their mistakes, that was the tragedy that got Adam and Chava kicked out of Gan Eden. And by the way, as Rav Shlomo Volbi points out in his Shiurim on Chumash, when you do Averos, what happens? You always get farther and farther, the opposite of Tshuva. You go farther from Hashem. You go out of Gan Eden, right? You go farther and farther away. Kayin is Navanad. He has to wander. You have the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlaga. You have people just being driven away, right? From that center point, which is that Eitz HaChayim B'Soch HaGan, of that relationship with Hashem. Averos make you far. Tshuva makes you close. When you mess up, have the courage to say, I messed up. And by admitting that, you grow. And you actually grow close. And you're able to actualize that potential tshuva that was lying dormant inside of you. There was a great tzaddik. from Denver, Colorado. From Shlomo Tursky Zatzal. His full name is actually Rav Ben Sion Chaim Shlomo Meshulam Zusha. It's a pretty solid name. It's a lot of names. Rav Shlomo Tursky, he passed away in the 1980s. He wrote a sefer called Malchus Shlomo, a published sefer of his teachings. And I heard this first from Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita. Some of you may have even been there. Gabe Marin, I feel like you were there back in the day when this teaching was first shared by Rav Weinberger and our shir. It's such a beautiful teaching and such an important understanding of what Adam and Chava could have done to fix everything right away, and they didn't. They doubled down on their mistake. Adam is asked, what happened? And he says, oh, Chava gave me Chava, look carefully. It's really an important yisod. It's one of my favorite pieces of Torah, and I'm not saying that facetiously. I'm saying that very seriously. I think it's such an important piece of Torah. Ha'inyan hu. The matter is as follows. Ki Adam ha'osa avera, ein Hashem yisbarach roitz mimenu, ela shiasa tshuva, v'yilmog mimichsholo, v'yizar sholo la'aso salasir. What does Hashem want? Ein tzadik baretz asher yasa tova lo yechta. Everyone messes up. The pasuk says there's no tzadik in the world who doesn't mess up sometimes. Everyone messes up. I told you many times, the Gemara's list of people who never did an avera, Shabbos daf nun hei, they're not the most famous people in our history. They're not our biggest rebbes. They're not our biggest role models. The Avos messed up. Moshe Rabbeinu messed up. Adam and Chava messed up. People mess up. And big tzadika mess up. It's part of the master plan. Some of us learned to vote Zara last year. The Gemara says that David and Melech shouldn't have messed up and Klal Yisrael shouldn't have messed up. But Hashem, so to speak, forced them to mess up to teach that people mess up and there's something called tshuva. For a yachid, for a tzibor, you could always do tshuva. All Hashem wants, says Rav Shlomo Tversky, all Hashem wants is that if a person messes up, you do tshuva. You learn from your mistake. You don't do it again. Aval ha-yetzahara mefateh ha-adam, o laharshia es atzmo v'lipo ba'atzvus, o litlos ha-osham ala acher. The yetzahara takes us in one of two directions, and they're both extremes, and they're both wrong. Either a person makes too much of a big deal out of one's avera, and says, oh, I'm the worst ever, I'm so terrible, Hashem says, I didn't ask you to do that. Calm down, I never asked you to do that. Or a person says, well, it's not really my fault because it's my sister's fault. It's my wife's fault. It's my friend's fault. It's my parents' fault. It's my Rebbe's fault. Right? It's easy to point fingers. So the Yetzer Hara wants us to not take responsibility. He wants us either to become very depressed and say, I'm the worst because I did an Avera, or to put the blame on someone else. V'kosha ma'od l'kabel achrayis al ma'isav, v'lo l'harshiyas atzmo. It's very difficult for a person to what? To simply admit a mistake, while at the same time not calling yourself a rasha. No one asked you to call yourself a rasha. When Hashem says to Adam, Shala Adam, Ayeka, where are you? What did you just do? What was Adam supposed to answer? Hashem, I'm sorry. I ate from the tree that you told me not to eat from. What does Adam do? Dahainu Eifa Ataburuchni. Hashem says, what happened to you? Spiritually, what did you just do? V'lezeh ana Adam. And Adam responds, I got afraid because I realized I was naked ki eirum anochi. And I decided to hide myself because I heard you wandering around the garden. Dahainu sharshia es atzma ba'amr shu arum umetuav. Adam says, I'm naked. I'm metuav. I'm repulsive in your eyes, God. And Hashem says to Adam, I didn't tell you to tell me how I feel about you. Don't put words in my mouth, Hashem says. Don't say, oh, Hashem, you hate me. I never said that. I asked you just, what did you do? Be honest about what you did. Right? So Adam's response, I'm naked. Like the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, like the Navi says about us, we were area of Arum. Right? We were naked and bare, right? Describing Klal Yisrael on the 49th level of Tumah, naked from mitzvos. Hashem said, "Well, Adam, stop! I didn't ask you to grade your report card." V'amar lo Hashem Yisbarach, "Mi higid lecha ki eiramata? Who told you you're naked? Who told you that I hate you? I never said I hated you. Mehechi tesi sha'ata metuav? Who said that you're a toeva? You're an abomination? I never said that." All I asked of you is, did you eat from the tree? So just be a man and say, I ate from the tree. And then I didn't ask you if you're the worst ever. Stop being so dramatic. Just answer the question like an honest person. Did you do the aveir or not? Don't be so dramatic. No one asked you to give yourself a final grade on the exam. You made a mistake, so admit it. So therefore, Adam says a different technique. He says, well, and then he pivots again. He says, well, it's not really my fault at all. It's her fault. Hashem says, Adam, you don't get it. You don't get it. You're ruining the world. And you're about to get farther and farther away. You're about to get kicked out of Gan Eden. All I'm asking you is to be like Rabbi Bar of Hanan in the Gemara in Erevin. Just say, Hadri be, I retract. I messed up. I made a mistake. I misunderstood. Why are you blaming someone else? Why are you making it a bigger deal than I'm making it? Hashem says, don't put words in my mouth. Just have the willingness to admit you made a mistake and you'll be able to grow from it. When Cain's carbon is rejected and Cain's all depressed, Hashem says to him, what are you doing? What are you getting all depressed for? Just say, okay, I didn't bring the right carbon this time. Hevel had a better way of bringing carbonos. Next time I'll do it right. Right, because if you label yourself as a rush, you're going to become a rush. You're going to become a murderer, and he did. He became a murderer. It's so easy to be dramatic about the Aveira and to say, oh, you know, I can't. Just do tshuva. Rabbi Nachman says, just believe that there's a dormant tshuva that's lying inside of you that wants to find expression, and Hashem will cause you to sometimes stumble as a way to what? As a way to grow. But don't point fingers at someone else. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, I'll tell you a vart from my friend Ari Silverman Shlita, a good buddy of mine. He once said a pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's a great vart. Nitai ha'arbeili omer. It's good to say over Torah from your friends. Harchek mishochein ra. Harchek mishochein ra. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Va'al tischaber l'rasha. And don't cling to an evil person. Va'al tisyayish min ha'paranus. And don't despair from punishment. Right? This, the last part, the don't despair from punishment, sounds like what? Sounds like, you know, don't make it. Again, there's different ways to learn it. We've shown them learn it different ways. But one way to learn it is don't become like, don't give up hope that like you're going to be punished because you did an aveira and there's no hope for you. Altis yayish. There's no reason for yayish. Others learn it the opposite. Others learn it altis yayish. Don't think you're going to get away with it. Right? Don't have yayish of punishments, meaning realize the punishments are actually going to come. But let's learn an altis yayish min apronus. Right? Don't be like Adam and say, "Oh, I'm the worst ever." And Hashem said, "I didn't ask you to do that. Stop being so dramatic. Just be honest about what you did." But my friend Ari, my good friend Ari Silverman, said that harchek mishachin ra, maybe is the other part of this equation. Harchek mishachin ra. The pasha pshat means what? Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. But my friend Ari said, Harchek, distance yourself from saying, Shachin Ra, it's my bad neighbor. It's not my fault. Hashem, it's that person's fault. Harchek, go far away from that. That's not a way a Jew's supposed to be. Harchek, distance yourself from blaming someone else by saying, oh, it's my bad neighbor who caused me to sin. Realize that if you messed up, you messed up. And own up to it. And just be honest about it. Okay? This is the first point that Rabbi Nachman wants to teach us. Have the courage to admit when a person makes a mistake. But again, like I said, Rabbeinu is talking about really the mistakes of tzaddikim, holy mistakes. Not in the Vera, a person who made a mistake in a Shita in Torah, right? Who's pogim but Torah, that in a certain sense he has damaged, he's harmed the Torah by not interpreting the Torah properly. And through admitting that mistake, a person reaches a higher level. Chevra, the only way you're going to learn how to ride a bike is by getting on the bike. The only way you're going to learn how to swim is by getting in the pool. The only way that you're going to figure out what Tosfos is actually saying is by totally messing up when you're trying that first time to read Tosfos. So what should we say? I shouldn't read Tosfos. I don't want to misinterpret, God forbid, the words of the Balei Tosfos. Right? Hashem says, go learn Torah. And yeah, you will make mistakes. But that's how you're going to learn. That's how you learn anything in this world. You practice, you try, and you get better. The Gemara in Gittin says in Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, source number 5. Darash Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Kishem Shamakadesh Chatzi Isha Ein Mekudeshes. Let's say a person says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed to me, half of you. I want to marry half of you. Half of me? Now, I don't know what girl would even consider, talking to such a guy. But the guy said, I want to marry half of you. Right? I'd like to marry half of you. So Ein Mekudeshes, you can't marry half a person. So says Rav Bar Rav Huna, just like marrying half a person doesn't work, if you have a person who halachically is half slave and half free, she's half a maidservant and half a free woman. Basically, let's say this woman had two owners. She was a maidservant for two masters, and one of them set her free. So now she's half a shifcha and half a bas chorin. So such a woman, says Rav Bar Rav Huna, can't be married. Just like you can't marry half a woman, you can't marry one who's half this and half that. Amar li Rav Chisda, what? Me, dummy? What are you talking about? Chisda says, that's not true. Hasam, over there, when he tried to marry half a person, Shayer b'kinyano, he left out part of the kinyan. You can't acquire half of a person. But Hacha, here, where it's a full person you're marrying, she just has two different status. Two different statuses with regard to her monetary state of being. Hacha lo shayer b'kinyano. He married the full woman. Happens to be she's half a shifcha, she's half a bas chorin. Hadar oikim Rava Bar Rav Huna amora alei v'darash. So Rava Bar Rav Huna realized hadar, he made a mistake. He recognized I messed up. You're right. Rav Chisda's right. There is a difference between marrying what half a person and marrying a whole person who has two different states of being. So Rabbi Rav Huna got up and he gave a drasha. He said, the pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'hamach sheila hazos tachas yodecha. This stumbling should be beneath your hand. And he said the famous line of the Gemara, Ein adam omed al divrei Torah, elim kein nichshal ben. A person doesn't come to be successful in Torah until he stumbles in them. And chavah, that's everything. If you're a Jew, right? You're not born knowing every detail of Hilchos Shabbos. You're probably going to mess up. It's going to take some time to learn the details of how to keep Shabbos properly, kedas v'kedin. Right? There's going to be nisyonos along the way, trying to just learn how does halacha work. So I'm going to stumble till eventually, hopefully, I come to a true understanding of Torah. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna thought, I thought that a woman who's just like you can't marry half a woman, you can't marry a woman who is a divided state of being, a chatzi shifcha and chatzi bas chayrin, and I made a mistake, but you know what? That's okay. Ein adam omid al divrei Torah elim kein nichshal ben. I stumbled, and now I learned. Now I know Torah's emes because I messed up. And he repeats, what I find amazing about this Gemara, is that he repeats the whole teaching. It's like he chazers it over in his mind. He said, a person doesn't come to the truth of Torah until he stumbles. And he says over the svar of Rav Chisda, afal pisha amru, he reviews it. Because he wants to internalize it. I had a wrong way of thinking. I got to work harder to get the right way of thinking now. Even though what If you marry half a person, it's not a binding marriage. But if she's a chatzi, if she's a half a shivcha and half a free woman, that would work. My taima, he says over the svarim of chista, hasam shayer b'kinyano. Marrying half a person is an incomplete kinyan. Hachal lo shayer b'kinyano. But here he married a complete person. So look how Rav Bar Rav Huna had the courage to admit his mistake, and then he was zocha through his mistake, not only to learn the correct halacha, but what? He had a new drasha and a pasuk in Yeshaya. V'hamach sheila hazos, tachas yadecha. That through the stumbling, it becomes tachas yadecha. A person comes to grasp something. The tzaddikim are always looking to fine-tune, to make things better. It's not just about fixing failures. And that's why this piece is really beautiful. Rabbi Nachman's not only talking about tshuva in the classic sense, if you do an aveira, then fix it. Rabbi Nachman's also talking about tzaddikim who are fine-tuning their mistakes. Right? That they were learning Torah. So they got the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They were a little bit off, and then their friend corrected them, and now they not only have Talmud Torah, but they have a liba de hilchasa. Now they know the actual halacha. They clarified the halacha. They're learning how to fine-tune their understanding of things. To take something which is good and to make it great. To take something which is, you know, good and to make it better. And then to make it, you know, even more better. And make it best. To constantly improve upon that which you've been successful in. You know who we learned this from? You know who took something good and tried to make it more good and more good and more good? Hashem. When Hashem was creating the world, what's the theme that we see over and over again? And like I said at the beginning, we're learning today for the Refuah Shleima of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Shlita. He has a beautiful essay from a couple of years ago, from Bereishis a few years ago, Tafshin Ayin Tes, about stages of creation. The Yisro says he wants to do something. Hashem then achieves it, he does it, and then Hashem reflects on it. Vayomer Elokim Yehior, Hashem says, let there be light. Vayar Elokim Esaor, Vayhior, sorry, Vayomer Elokim Yehior, Hashem says, let there be light. Then, Vayhior, Hashem achieves it. And then Hashem reflects, he sits back, he looks at it, and he says, pretty good. Vayar Elokim Esaor Kitov, the light looks good. What happens on day 2, and day 3, and day 4, and day 5, and day 6? Every single day, Hashem adds a little something more to creation. He has an idea, you know what, I can add this. Hashem sits back, he looks, that's also good. I thought it was good already. You already said it was good on day 1. So why do you need to say it's good on day 3, and day 4, and day 5? But the answer is, and Hashem Dafka didn't say good on day 2. Right? Rashi explains, he says a double good on day 3. But it's Hashem's way of sitting back and looking at it and saying, you know what, just because it's good doesn't mean it can't be better. And Hashem keeps adding more good. Add a little more good. You understood the machlokas between what? Between the Ran and Tosfos and Psachim Dav Beis? So understand it a little better. That was last week's understanding. Hadri B. I want to understand it better this week. Says the Pasuk at the end of Hashem's creation, Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa. Hashem keeps adding a little more good every day until finally Hashem reaches a level called what? V'hinei tov ma'od. Now it's very good. And then Hashem keeps going. Hashem's teaching us. The same Hashem who created many worlds before this world. And tore them down because they weren't good enough. And then he made our world and it was good. And he said, let's make it more good. Let's keep making it better. There's no reason for a Jew to stop. And that's part of tshuva. That's the tshuva of tzaddikim. And again, tzaddikim means you guys. Tzaddikim means v'amei chulam tzaddikim. Every Jew has the ability to look at what he does and to say, it's good. But why should I stop there? Why should I accept a relative good? Why shouldn't I strive for really good? Make it really, really good. And to keep making it better and better and better. There's a vort from Rav Mordechai of Lechovich, the first Rebbe of the Saba Kedisha from Lechovich. That's where the Slonim, Hasidic dynasty, comes from. The Talmidim of Lechovich, Rav Mordechai Lechovich, Rav Mata Lechovich. So he said an amazing vort. You know the pasuk. Everyone knows this pasuk. Ha ben yakar li Ephraim im yelet shashrim, ki mide da ribo zachar es karenu od al kein hamu me'eloi rachim acharenu ne'um Hashem. Here's how Rav Mordechai of Lechovich read it. I would have given you the piece inside, but it's in Yiddish, in a Sefer Torah Avos. So I'll give it to you just orally. Here's what he said. A Jew looks at his relationship with Hashem. And he says to himself, do I think about Hashem? Am I mindful of Hashem? If I ask you right now, Josh Weinstein, are you mindful of Hashem? The answer is, of course I am. Right? And I say, Josh, but do you want to be more mindful of Hashem? Of course I want to be. Ah, that's good. That's very good. That means you're appreciating what you have, but hadri bi, I could do better. I want to reveal more depth inside of myself. I want to bring out more tshuva, more closeness. Don't think of tshuva as just fixing averos. I want to bring out more closeness to Hashem. So look what the Navi is saying. Ha ben yakar li Ephraim yalet shashrum. Ki midei dabri bo zachor ez karenu od. So Mordechai Vlachovich said, zachor, do I remember Hashem? I do. But ez karenu od, I could remember Hashem more. It's true, zachor, but is that enough? Es karenu od. I'm going to make a commitment to try to be more mindful of Hashem. So you know what Hashem says back to us? Mida keneged mida. Says of Mordechai Vlachovich, when you say, Hashem, I know who you are, but I want to get to know you better. I know how to read Tosos, but I want to think about it. I want to know how the Marsha reads Tosos. I want to understand it better, as we're going to do today. So when a person says, Zachor, I remember last week's sugya. Yeah, Rebbe, you stopped reviewing so much. I got it already. Es karenu od, I want to understand it better. So you know what Hashem says to us? Rachim, it's true. I have Rachmanas on Klal Yisrael, but Arachamenu. But you know what? I'm going to have more Rachmanas on Klal Yisrael. When I see that Klal Yisrael is more interested in me, even though I'm already interested in that, I love Klal Yisrael. But when you show Hashem that you're trying to fine-tune your relationship with Him, Hashem says, as it were, I'm going to fine-tune my relationship with you. Rachim, Arachamenu no Hashem. I'm going to give more Rachmanas to Klal Yisrael. That's the tshuva of a tzaddik. And chaver, coming out of the Yom Noran, and now today is Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and again, like I said at the beginning, this is such a timely issue. Because throughout the Yom Noran, we're trying to reinforce this idea. When we reach Yom Kippur, we're trying to reinforce this idea. You know, the Bali Musar used to take a Maimar Chazal and would recite it over and over and over again. It's like a very unfathomable thing to people like ourselves who get bored very quickly. But Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would take like one Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and he would walk around like the whole day saying it over and over and over hundreds of times and just meditating on it. Like, yeah, okay, I got it. I read that Mishnah already. I don't need to read it again. You know? I learned Mesilas Yesharim already. Mesilas Yesharim begins, I didn't write this book for you to read it once and put it back on the shelf. I want you to read it again and again and again and again. Hadri bi, find new things in it. Learn it again. So in Yom Kippur, what are we doing? How many times are we going to do this? Ashanu, Bagadnu, Gazanu. Right? Either it's going to work or it's not going to work. Why do I keep doing it again and again and again and again? We learned in the Mishnayos, we were learning at the beginning of the year. B'yom Kippur anu oimrim asar viduyim. The Kohen Gadol keeps going to the mikvah again and again and again. He keeps washing his hands again and again and again. On Yom Kippur, we keep saying viduy again and again and again. B'chol atfila michesh chameshas atfilos. On Yom Kippur, we keep saying viduy again. We say it quietly in our Shemoneh Esrei, then we say it again out loud. L'shema anu oimrim v'shavim v'oimrim shov v'shuv v'shuv. Why do we keep doing it again and again and again? This is the question that Rav Shimshon Pinkus asked in his writings on the Yom Noram. And he gives a beautiful answer. And Chavre, it's very true for B'nai Torah. Guys, realize this is your chance. You're in yeshiva now. I know this is a crazy yeshiva that we're doing online. But you're in yeshiva now. These are your yeshiva years. These are years that will, you know, maybe lay a foundation for your whole life. So be present and take it seriously. Rav Pinkus says, you know what the answer is? Hatshuva hi pshuta. Mashal liyeled shalamed bekita hei meseches bava kama. When you were in fifth grade, you learned bava kama for the first time. V'yinehu magia li yeshiva katana. Now you're a bit older. And you learn bava kama again. You learned bava kama now in high school. He said, I learned bava kama already. In fifth grade, I learned bava kama. I remember it. Come on. Learn it again. You don't think there's anything new for you to learn in bava kama? Yeshiva katana. Now that you're learning in yeshiva, it's different. He learns it so differently that if he's really learning it, he'll say, I didn't know anything in fifth grade. I didn't know anything about this. And then he goes to Yeshiva Gedola. Right? Now he's back from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, he's learned in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years, and now he's continuing to learn in Chutz La'aretz, or maybe stayed in Eretz Yisrael, even better. Why I have such a gullus mentality? Stayed in Eretz Yisrael, he's learning in Eretz Yisrael, right? And now he's learning the Masechta again. And he says, oh my gosh, when I learned Bava Kama in high school, I thought I knew something. I thought I was learning, because we were learning a few Rishonim then, and we had a couple of good questions then. He doesn't see it as reviewing something old that I've learned before. It's mamish, a different Bava Kama. So Chevra, this is what we're supposed to experience over the course of Yom Kippur. When I said, Ashanu Bagadnu at the beginning of Yom Kippur, and then I say it the next morning, and then I say it at Mincha, and I say it at Musaf, I say it at Mincha, I say it by Ne'ilah, every time I'm saying it, I'm a different person. Because Hadri B, I'm finding different dimensions of myself over the course of the day, the five tefillos, the five parts of the soul, there's so much to say here. So every vidui is uncovering something new. He says, let me give you another mashal. Imagine a person walks into a shul. Yeah? He walks into a shul. And as he's walking or he's standing by the door of the shul, someone walks in, and this guy who's standing by the doorway is not being careful. He has his foot sticking out. Nitko bol mapil la'aretz. And someone walks in and trips over your foot, and they fall to the ground. Oy, you didn't do it on purpose. Someone tripped on your foot. Right? You were standing by the doorway, leaning back, you know, talking to a friend, and someone walked in through the doorway and tripped over your foot and fell to the ground. So how would you respond? Yeah, you're a mental person. You quickly help the person up and apologize. He sees the guy lying on the floor. He picks him up. So sorry. It was an accident. No hard feelings. You don't know this guy. You don't know the guy who fell to the floor. You see this fellow. Now he starts walking around the shul and he's talking to different people. He said, this guy actually really knows his stuff. He started to feel a little bit worse. You know, the guy who I tripped on the way into shul is a big Talmid Chacham. Mizbar lo kihu Yehudi Talmid Chacham, Amor HaRabbi Yisrael. Right? Now you start to say, oh my gosh, this guy is a real Talmid Chacham. You go over and you say, I'm really sorry. Now that you see he's a chashuv person, you feel worse. Right? Again, it was an accident. But now that you know who he is, you start to realize, oh yeah, this is terrible. Right? And then you find out, Shuv Nigash Elav Mbakish Menam Bechila, you ask his forgiveness, because I didn't realize you were a Talmud Chacham. After a little bit of time, you listen a little bit more to the conversation, you see, this guy's not just Stam a Talmud Chacham, this guy's a Baki Otzim B'chol HaShas. This guy's a massive Gon. This guy's like one of the top Talmud Chacham in the world. This guy's the Gadol Hador. I thought I tripped some old man on the way into Shul. I felt terrible about that. But now I find out he's a Rav. I feel worse. Now I find out he's a big Rosh Hashiva. I feel worse. Now I find out, you didn't realize that was the Gadol Hador. Oh my gosh, that was the Gadol Hador. What have I done? And each time he apologizes more and more and more. Chevra, the same thing is supposed to be true. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, the same thing is true with our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship with Hashem. We try to be good Jews, right? But as we get to know Hashem more, we have to go back to our... And this is, Rav Nachman spoke about this in Likutei Maran and Torah Vav. The concept of tshuva al tshuvaso. Doing tshuva for something you already did tshuva for. Redoing your tshuva. Why do I have to redo my tshuva? Why should I redo my tshuva? The answer is because as I grow in my maturity, I have a better understanding of how wrong it is what I did. So I used to think, you know, it was enough to just say, oh, sorry. Sorry, God. But now that I understand how serious an aver is, I have to say a different sorry. I apologized 6 years ago. I have to apologize again. The answer is yes. Because the more Torah I learn, the more I refine my soul, the more I realize my apology 6 years ago was not a proper apology. It was insufficient. I have to go back and I have to do it again. Chever, let's wrap up. Today is Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And Mar Cheshvan is so much about this idea. Because what are you supposed to do after Yom Tov is over? Yom Tov is over. Rosh Hashanah is over. Seder Yom Tshuva is over. Yom Kippur is over. Sukkot is over, Hoshana Rab is over, Shmini Atzeres is over, Simchas Torah is over, it's all over. What am I supposed to do now? Where do I go from here? Mar Cheshvan, such a bitter month. So here I want to tell you Pshat Mar Cheshvan that the Amshon of a Rebbe said. And I saw this in the writings of Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg, Shlita, in his Sichos Hischazchus. He says, you know what we're supposed to do in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan? Just like on the Leil HaSeder, on the Pesach night, he doesn't say this, but I'll use it as an example. Just like on the Leil HaSeder, the night of Pesach is like the most awesome night. But it takes time to absorb it. That's why we have Sfiras HaOmer. After getting this blast of Kedusha at the Leil HaSeder, we spend 7 weeks working through it slowly. Chesed Shebechesed. Gvura Shebechesed. Tiferes Shebechesed. I go step by step to try to understand it. The same thing is true. Tishrei is like this blast of Kedusha. I need time to chazer it over. I need to review it. I need to think back, Rosh Hashanah, well, what did I say on Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur, what did I promise Hashem by Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur? How did I feel when I sat on the sukkah? You know what Mar Cheshvan is? A lot of different pshatim. What is Mar about? It's bitter, there's no holidays. The Amshon of a Rebbe said, Uvechodesh zeh chozrim al kol chodesh tishrei. Mar Cheshvan is an opportunity to review everything that we did. Hadri bei. to go back and to review everything that we did in Tishrei. As the Rebbe of Amshinov said, Mar Cheshvan is a Lashon of Amar Mar. What does it mean when the Gemara says Amar Mar? Mar said. For so many years, no one ever taught me this when I was learning Gemara. I don't know why. It's like a very simple point you have to know. What does it mean when the Gemara says Amar Mar, the master said? Amar Mar means, right, that we're quoting something that was previously mentioned. So, you know, a blot ago, we mentioned the opinion of so-and-so. So now, Amar Mar, right, now we're going to analyze it. The master previously mentioned this idea. Now we're gonna analyze it. So Mar Cheshvan, the option of Rebbe said, is like Amar Mar. Let's go back and review and analyze something that we learned a little bit too quickly on the previous Amud. And that's exactly what we're doing in Cheshvan. B'chodesh zeh, chozrim al kol yerachei sanim. We're reviewing everything that we did in the month of Tishrei, the yerachei sanim, the strong month. The Gemara calls it strong. It's strong with mitzvos. It's such a powerful month, but it's such a blast of holiness. We need time to absorb it. So Hashem gives us a quiet month, Mar Cheshvan, to be able to review and to take it in, and to do tshuva on the tshuva that I did, and to review everything that I signed myself up to do in the year Tavshin Pei Aleph for this coming year. Last but not least, I want to point out that when a person does tshuva in a serious way and admits one's mistakes, that is a step in the direction of Mashiach. We're going to read in a couple of weeks, we're in Chumash Bereishis now. In Parshas Vayeshev, we have the very strange story of Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda, who ends up meeting his own daughter-in-law, who's disguised as a prostitute down by the crossroads, and she becomes pregnant. And it was, the Pasuk says, after 3 months, Vayugad li Yehuda lemor, your daughter-in-law Tamar has been involved in znus. Right? She's got too many lovers. She's up to no good. And not only that, she got pregnant. Ay, ay, ay. Vayomer Yehuda, hotziu avisisarev, take her out to be burnt. Get rid of her. They're taking her out, and she sends a letter to her father-in-law, very quietly, by way of a shliach. She doesn't want to embarrass him, Rashi says, because the Gemara says, better to fall into a fiery furnace than to embarrass someone. She's about to be thrown into a fiery furnace. And she sends a message to her father-in-law, whoever these items belong to, that's whose baby I'm carrying. And he recognizes the items. Whose items are they? They're his. Vayaker Yehuda. Yehuda notices what she sent him, the possessions that he gave some unknown prostitute at the crossroads, and he realizes, oh my gosh, I'm the father of this child, right? And I'm about to kill my daughter-in-law and my unborn child, or actually children, because she's carrying twins. Vayomer Tzadka Mimeni. And Yehuda says, well, call it off. Tzadka, she's innocent. Mimeni, it's from me. It's my child. That's one pshat. That's the pashup pshat. Tzadka, she's right. Mimeni, she's pregnant from me. Rashi says, based on Chazal, the second pshat, not on the screen in front of you, not on the page in front of you. Tzadka mimeni, the Gemara says in Maseches Makos, that a baskol cried out from Shemayim. Tzadka mimeni. Hashem says, this is right. It had to be this way. Mimeni, it's for me. Hashem said, this is part of my master plan. It's like Rabbi Nachman taught us. Hashem places tshuva inside of a person. And our job is to admit when we mess up in real time and to bring out that potential that was there all along. Hashem says, I sign off on this. This was part of my master plan. Me'iti yatzu advarim, Hashem says. It was my intention that it should be this way. And there's something mysterious that's happening here. Something very holy, something mysterious. Tamar is saved because of the righteousness of Yehuda, his willingness to say what? Hadribi. The mistake is mine. Tzadka mimeni. And of course, the psukim go on and describe how she gives birth to twins. One of the children is named Paretz. As we know from the end of Megillah Esros, Ve'ela told us Paretz. Paretz gave birth to Chetzron. Chetzron gave birth to Ram. Interesting. Ram, Mar Cheshvan. Ram, Mar. Ram gave birth to Aminadav. Aminadav gave birth to Nachshon, to Salma, to Boaz, to Oved, to Yishai, to David. If Rus dies, then David Malka Mashiach dies as well. If Tamar dies, then David, the line of David dies as well. Mashiach ben David goes down in a flame. But because Yehuda admitted that he made a mistake, Mashiach comes from such a place. So Mar Cheshvan is a time where Chevra, it's not just about fixing mistakes as we start to make Averos again, as we begin a new year. It's about saying, the things I'm doing right, I should do better. Hashem made things Tov, let's go for Tov Ma'od. Last but not least, says the B'nai Yisachar in his writings on Mar Cheshvan, HaChodesh Hazeh Nikra B'mikra Yerech Bul. One of the names for Mar Cheshvan, we don't find that word, but the name that Mar Cheshvan is described by in the Navi, in Malachim Aleph, is called the month of Bul, Beis Vav Lamed. What's the pshat? Dinei Lefi Mashag Nivar. I explained to you, based on the words of Chazal, that Chinuch Bayis HaMakuva Bayis Shlishi Yabachodesh Hazeh Mar Cheshvan. Chavra, like we just learned a second ago, when a person admits a mistake, that's a step towards Mashiach. Well, guess what? The third Beis HaMikdash, Chazal of a tradition, is supposed to what? It's supposed to be inaugurated in the month of Mar Cheshvan. What's the pshat? Says the B'nai Yisachar. Bayis Rishon is Keneged Avram. Bayis Sheni is Keneged Yitzchak. Bayis Shlishi is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Titein Emes LiYaakov. The third Beis HaMikdash, which is going to last forever. Emes. Emes is forever. Corresponds to Yaakov, whose Midah is Emes. It's Yehuda being Emestic. It's Adam HaRishon being Emestic. It's Kayin. Hey, Kayin, where's your brother? Oh, I didn't know. Hashem Rachi Anochi. I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? You didn't know what? Oh, you want to say you didn't know that you're supposed to take care of your brother? You know what the Kli Yakar says? Guess what? I gave you a mind. I gave you a rational intellect. You should have figured that out on your own. Oh, God, you never told me. What do you mean I never told you? Use a little common sense. There's things you need to know because Hashem programmed you to know them. Yaakov Avinu is the Ish Emes. And therefore, the third Beis HaMikdash corresponds to Yaakov. And Yaakov is Emes, and Torah is Emes. And Mar Cheshvan is when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So says the B'nai Yisachar, why is it called the month of Bul, Beis Vav Lamed? Chevra, if you were at Sunday Shir yesterday, which was not really optional, but I understand you can't make it all the time, try to be there. What's the last letter of the Torah? Lamed. What's the first letter of the Torah? Beis. What's the middle letter of the Torah? The Gemara tells us Vav, the Vav of the word Gachon. So the month of Bul, Beis Vav Lamed, is balanced. Just like the word Emes, Aleph Mem Tov, is the first letter of the Torah, the last letter of the Torah, the middle letter of the Torah. Beis Vav Lamed is a code word for saying something which is balanced and represents Torah. And like the Gemara says, Kushta Kai, Emes less, Emes stands. It's because Yehuda was Emestic that Mashiach can come, that we can have a Beis HaMikdash in the month of Mar Cheshvan, a month of reviewing and touching up our mistakes. Okay? So, Chevra, this is the awesome Yisod that Rabbi Nachman, I think, is trying to give over to us in O Samach Aleph of Sichos Haran. Hadri B, have the courage to say, I thought it was one way, I meant well, it was in the context of Torah. I meant well, I was trying to live my life the right way, but now I realize there's a better way to live my life. There's a better way to understand the sugya. There's a better way to act. Have the humility to admit when you make a mistake. And that allows a person to grow to unbelievable heights. Okay?